You know the national news. Now we'll give you Monday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy and breezy tonight. Overnight low temperature about 29 degrees. Then continued cloudy and breezy for the next couple of days with rain and thunderstorms right through Thursday. Highs in the 50s. Topping Monday's local news, there'll be some new rules in effect at the next city council meeting after what looked like some sort of a circus in the council chambers last Wednesday. Speakers raising their voices, arguing, getting up to speak, and threatening members of the council while speaking over council members and arguing with the city attorney, trying to get his point across on understanding the rules in the chambers. Some speakers even getting up and threatening the council members, saying they will work to have some of them removed and won't be able to talk with a few of them after election because they'll be gone. After a brief recess to get things under control and to evaluate the rules and to keep the meetings orderly, the council came back with not allowing any more personal attacks on public officials or businesses and to cut the public speaking sessions down from 5 minutes to 3, beginning at the next city council meeting. Authorities said citizens who want to speak for the good of the city or an agenda item will have to do it respectfully, with answers to their questions not being given at the meeting to avoid a long, drawn-out debate that may impede the meetings. But the public is reminded, for those who are looking for answers, they can always discuss any issue they have with the city council members during the week by calling them and contacting them directly at the city council office. Incidentally, if you didn't attend this week's council meeting, it's worth watching. You'll find it on the Our School channel on Spectrum or on the Our School channel on Facebook. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That is the premier appliance repairman who will come to your house for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And to get him there, it's simple. It's one phone call, 523-5911. The only problem is you don't really know when you're going to need Chris. Might be tonight, tomorrow, next month. The fact is, when you need him, you need him. So put his number on your cell phone, 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the news brought to you by Wellness Park Pharmacy and the Community Medical Pharmacy in Niagara Falls. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue, the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Now, these are two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. They take care of all your needs and answer all your questions. And they're happy to do it because they don't want you to feel like a number in a corporate drugstore, but rather like a friend, because to them, you are. Want details? Stop in and see them. Wellness Park on Buffalo Avenue or Community Medical on Michigan Avenue. Or call them to have your prescriptions filled by them at 260-1918. In other news, sheriff deputies are investigating the loss of two guitars, a tattoo gun, and some recording equipment along with money orders from a house on the Lake Road in the town of Porter. But deputies said they did interview at least one suspect whose car was found hidden nearby. Other details concerning the loss was not revealed, with patrol deputies turning the investigation over to the sheriff's criminal investigative unit. First reports indicate that there was no sign of any forced entry at that house. Volunteers from Niagara Active Hose were called out to Wegman's lot this morning on Military Road for a reported car fire. Initial reports didn't indicate any injuries, and no reports on damage or the cause were available. On Sunday, a two-car collision was reported at 4th and Dugan Drive in Niagara Falls. Unknown injuries there. Niagara Falls police and fire responded to that scene. Two-car collision reported in the 700 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda on Sunday morning. That sent NT police and firemen to that scene. Unknown injuries reported at that collision. On Saturday night, a car struck a pedestrian on South Transit Road in Lockport. The Lockport Fire Department and police responded there. There were reports of injuries at that accident. And on Saturday at Ward and Rui Roads, a vehicle slammed into a utility pole, but authorities did tell Niagara Radio that there were wires down in the roadway at that scene. A number of Town of Tonawanda police officers are expected to be charged in connection with a strike officials are calling illegal and against the Taylor Law prohibiting police officers from striking. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the officers are being accused of holding a ticket slowdown in a response for one of their officers being disciplined by the department. About 50 officers allegedly slowed down on the ticket writing in the beginning of the year, with tickets handed out dropping by about 500 for the same period from the previous year. The police union gave numerous reasons why this could happen, including the winter snow and ice conditions preventing numerous car stops. The union also added that the officers did not stay to slow down, and that officers maintain public safety all the time. They said they handled more calls than the previous year, with 14 fewer officers on patrol, and posted that during the alleged time of the strike, they made 7 DWI arrests, wrote 162 parking tickets, along with 166 traffic violations, and during that period, they also handled 1,961 more calls during that same period in the previous year. The former CEO of the Western Region OTB has settled on over $500,000, ending a lawsuit that he filed over allegedly being fired from his job back in 2020 because he said he reportedly cooperated at the time with the feds who were investigating the organization. Michael Nolan reportedly sued OTB for wrongful termination, but will now reportedly walk away with about $550,000 in a settlement accepted with OTB. Deputies from the Erie County Sheriff Department have arrested two Town of Tonawanda men on a number of drug-related charges. They were identified as 30-year-old Edward Wilkie and 35-year-old Daniel Eberly, who are both being held in the Erie County Holding Center. Eberly is facing 10 charges. Wilkie will be facing 2. And it's still cold and miserable outside, but even though the groundhog doesn't realize it, there's one sure sign that spring is here in Niagara County, and that is the opening of the Transit Drive-In on Transit Road in Lockport. That theater opens this weekend with the show going on Friday and Saturday night at dusk at one of the oldest drive-in theaters in the area. For show times and the movies that we'll be showing, you can check the Transit Drive-In out online at thetransitdrivein.com or by entering the Transit Drive-In on Facebook. If news happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news, we want to know. So contact our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you still have time to sharpen up those golfing skills by practicing on the same golf simulators that the pros use in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard at the Links of Niagara. For details, or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. And remember, at the Links of Niagara, when you're golfing, parking is always free. We're making some changes to our newsroom, and we may miss a few days in the beginning of April due to reconstruction. But when we return, we'll have expanded news coverage, along with weekly podcasts, both national and local. So be sure to check with us for the latest advancements from the Niagara Broadcast Network and NiagaraRadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.